Hi, this is Jay Nembo. You're listening to episode number 643. This is The Life Autistic. And, I don't know how much I talked. A couple episodes ago, I had to erase two episodes because they were just, shouldn't have gone out. Offensive. Bad. So I got rid of them. This is one of the replacement episodes. And I don't have time to go back and see if episode like number 641 explained what I was trying to say. I don't know. So if you're hearing something once again, it might bear repeating, I guess. But just in case I didn't cover it, I'd like to cover it now. I've been operating under some affirmations I've had, trying to work toward a different way of being, different lifestyle. I like the job I have. I enjoy it. It gives me some of the things that I need to accomplish what I would like to do in life. You know, it doesn't make me wealthy. It doesn't make me even well off. We're just kind of scraping by. I think we do okay, but you know, if something major were to happen, I think we'd be sunk. Luckily, I don't think anything major is really going to happen at this point. Anyway, so So, when I was thinking about all the circumstances I wanted, I didn't really get down to saying how I was actually going to do it. I mean, I have said I want to be, you know, writer, lecturer, speaker, WLS. But it's really, well, what are you going to write about, Jay? What are you going to lecture and speak about? And I think I finally come down to the fact that I want to do it on the whole concept of child-centeredness. Being child-centered. I think it is one of those things. I'm always trying to go for one or two things that will really change things for the better. I am a real critic of school, public schools. I think learning is important, so important. And the need for adults, people who have influence, to speak about how important learning is vital, vital. When we hand these things over to public schools, when we call it education, I think we do an incredible, just almost sinful service to disservice. Let me make sure that's right. Disservice to the whole process of learning. I think school does more to co-opt valuable learning time, valuable experience time. I think it does more to curtail learning, co-opt it and twist it into something stupid and pointless, and to dissuade young people from actually seeking learning than anything else does. And the fact that our society is so supportive of it, the fact that parents willingly give over not only their children but their allegiance to quote, education, unquote, and the public schools is sickening. Sick, sick, sick. My children are in public schools only so far as it's sensible. by and large, I don't have my children in public schools, except that my wife doesn't have the energy to do any of this wholesale. My son Matt is, you know, he's got troubles enough that he needs something to do, and school is the only thing that he's really allowed to do. Nobody's going to give him a job, and he needs to be doing something. So he goes to school, and you know, everybody's playing games. And that's fine. It really doesn't matter. Now I got to remember why I got into the whole subject of schools. How I got from child-centeredness over to that. And I don't remember now. Hopefully there was some kind of a point. I wish I could come back to that point to say, you know, this is why. I'm not sure I will. The fact that we always turn to authority figures to tell us what to do, that is interesting thing that happens that goes along with child-centeredness. We, you know, everything's about being for the children, you know. A lot of evil is done in the name of being for the children and helping children. You know, a lot of liberty is curtailed. A lot of freedom is stolen away in government or in people in power, those who desire to oppress, saying that they're doing it because it's best for the children. You know, we can't let parents have affect too much children's lives because they are stupid and dumb and they will most likely screw things up. Therefore, you know, we need to, if we find parents not doing what we want them to do, you know, our first threat and our first action is to take their children away. That was the interesting thing. The fundamentalist LDS Church, there's lately been a reversal. The state of Texas took the children, all of the children, out of, you know, away from their families. And basically, you know, basically stole them away and put them into foster care. Totally raped the foster care system in Texas. They couldn't handle it. Ended up warehousing these kids, just saying, oh, we've got to get them away from these parents. And I'm sorry. When it came down to it, the courts came back. I can't believe justice was served. It was wonderful. I'd like to see that kind of stuff more often. And I'm not saying that the judicial system is so horribly corrupt that it never issues justice. I don't want to say that. I'm not saying the government always does the wrong thing. My primary concern is with how much power we choose to give them. And whether that's good or not. That we shouldn't be handing over that much power to anybody. We should retain that. And it's that power that hopefully adults wield in a free society, that should be the impetus to letting children grow up, you know. The older you get, the more free you want to be. You want to be free to act the way you would like to, free to do the things you would like to do. And that's true for everybody, you know. It's only through acts of fear, and I don't want to say cowardice. It's only through acts of fear that people that people turn to somebody more powerful than they are and say, please, please, please protect me. I'll hand over everything I am. I empower you to do these things. Now, government can't just do that for a handful of people. It ends up having to be for everyone. So it is those huddled masses of people, not necessarily even the majority particularly, but it is those people who kind of say, you know, I'm so afraid, I don't trust myself, I need somebody bigger and stronger and smarter than I am running things. So they freely give over to the powers that they have vaunted. And of course, in our nation, that means that power gets, if that power is given, it is taken from everyone, whether they like it or not. So we ultimately get tyrannized by little, scared, frightened children of people. Children. Children rule over us. When you hear in the scriptures Isaiah talking about, and a little child shall rule over them, I don't know if that's that we're going to have some 14-year-old be the president or be a king. I don't know what that means exactly, but I could certainly take it as people, you know, that people honor their more childish natures. So that they can, you know, have, I don't know what they're really after. You know, so they can not have to worry so much about things. I understand that we need some of that. We don't want people scared all the time. But we don't need to steal away everybody else's liberty to do that. The scared people can congregate together inside a little walled, gated community, and they can be taken care of there. And you can leave the rest of us somewhat alone. I would love for that to be true, but it's not. The whole tendency is, and the powerful love it because they love power, that there's plenty of people that are just willing to give up everything about themselves so that they don't have to worry. That's where communism and socialism come from, is this great need to have somebody else take care of you, not to have to make decisions. You know, I don't want that much freedom. Please just tell me what to do, and I'll do it. Pay me the amount of money that I need, give me a place to sleep and eat, and I will be your slave. You know, we used to get very upset about people being enslaved. Well, now the only change is now we voluntarily, so many people voluntarily beg to be enslaved. Please just treat me nice. They just want a nice massa as opposed to one that doesn't treat them very well. But you have to understand that anybody who has that kind of power is going to exercise it for their gain and not for yours, by and large. And that you don't want to do that. I'm willing to give that kind of allegiance to God, but not to anyone else, particularly. I better get back to the whole idea of child-centeredness. That was the original idea for doing all this. Our culture worships childhood. It really does. You know, if you think somehow that we don't, I'm sorry, you really need to look around a little bit more. You know, I would like the scales to fall off of your eyes. to know that we do. We worship childhood. Our whole concept of God is that God is this huge parent, and that you surrender everything to God, and that God will somehow, you know, take care of all your needs so that you might remain children forever. Now, that's not God's point. God has set up this world so that we can figure out exactly what we care about and what makes us tick. We can experiment with who we are and who we will list to obey. But it is not made that we be children perpetually. Sometimes Christianity twists itself that way. A lot of Christians look at life that way. Now, those who don't really have much faith in God, a lot of Christians don't have faith in God either, professed Christians, and I guess, I'm not sure to say all are agnostics and atheists, you know, they go ahead and set up gods too, most of them. They just make them people or things or the environment or the earth or whatever, you know. And they set those things up to be kind of their parents. And, you know, it's sick to say, because all these people just want to stay children. They want to stay children forever. Now, they may still have the teenage mentality of they don't want somebody telling them what to do. You know, that's pretty, you know, that happens. Most adults don't want to be forced into something. Now, there are enough that want to hand over something to somebody else that becomes a real significant, it becomes a really significant thing to, come on, Jay, that influences what they do and how they are, but it still is a childish way of being, right? You know, I'm going to do this kind of thing, I'm going to be this kind of a person, and I want Big Daddy government, you know, everybody kept turning to Bill Clinton to be their, you know, to be their father. They wanted Bill Clinton to be their ruler. I remember that. A lot of people were kind of casting him as kind of the national father, and Hillary as the national mother. You know, kind of people that would right wrongs, that would make the world a kinder, gentler, prettier place. Of course, they didn't do anything like that. You know, they were just as well, once they had some power, they were all about amassing more power to the presidency. And, you know, well, that's just the way it is, huh? That's just the way it is. What are you going to do? And it happens because of our child-centeredness. We don't want to be responsible. We don't want to be held responsible for the bad things that happen. We like complaining to the quote-unquote adults in our lives, blaming it on them, saying that they should do something. We don't ever tell them what we want them to do. We just want them to do something. And, you know, that's what children do. I don't like this. Change it. I don't like where we're living. I want to live someplace else instead. Move. Move us. You know, and it's like, that's not what a fully realized adult does. A fully realized adult makes changes that need making in their lives without everybody else having to either pay for it or make accommodations for them. And there's so many people that that's what they do, you know. They start complaining about things, but they want everybody else to change to please them. That's childishness. And when you have a culture that kind of panders to that, when you have a society and people who see this as the ultimate thing to do, that's being child-centered. Everybody just wants to be a child. They want to remain a child as much as they can. And that's wrong. You don't want to do that. You don't want to have that kind of an attitude. Live in that kind of a world. Because it's just sick and it's wrong. Well, okay, I think I've probably said enough today, at least on this subject. My name is Jay Nemro. Have I spelled out child-centeredness enough? In the next podcast, we'll talk about what you can do to prevent child-centeredness in your life, you know, even though we have a society that's frankly built up on it. We'll talk about that next time. This is Jay Nemro. This is episode number 643 of The Life Autistic. If you want to contact me, if you have comments, if there's things you want to say, feel free. The email address is autism, AUTISM, at Quix, QUIX, .US. If you want me to come speak to a group to say or do something, breakout sessions, whatever, that's no problem. If you want me to come, as long as you arrange to make sure it's worth my financial while to do it, I'd be glad to. And the contact number for that is country code 1, area code 575, exchange 461, and my phone number is 2716. 1-575 461 2716. This is Jay Nemro. Have a great day.